Chapter 28. Stasis. Obeck woke, wiping away the void frost on his retinal lenses. He had no idea how long he'd been out. His feet were still maglocked to the floor of the relic hall, his bolter and blade to either thigh. Disengaging the armor lock, he felt a sudden lightness as the zero gravity leavened his mass. Motes of void matter floated in the air, shimmering like languid stars in the light of his suit lamps. Bodies floated too, frozen in their death throes. All was still. His brothers were beside him. He tried to check the status of Zaul's casket, but the ship's cogitators were offline. Life support, weapons, shields, engines, all had redlined. The navigation cogitator still functioned. Obeck accessed it through his helm and brought up their location on his retinal lens. Unknown. The data scrawled across his vision in an endless stream of red. Unknown. 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 He blinked to shut down the feed. His internal chrono told him he had been in stasis for over a year, longer than the last time. His suit systems were almost depleted, despite their low power setting. Partial sus-an meditation for so long had left him groggy, but something had woken him. The others were waking too, alerted by the same instinct. Obeck watched the dull flare of their retinal lenses as their power armor reactivated. Then he felt it. A dull scratching against the hull. Distant. It must be inside the outer armor, but close enough that the resonance of it had been picked up by his auto-senses. Something was inside, and trying to reach further into the ship, slowly worming its way towards the core. Obeck had his back to the door of a second chamber, an inner sanctum close to the cold forges of the ship. He reached for his weapons, shattering the void frost encasing his armor in a slow cascade of ice crystals. His voice was no louder than a croak, but the warning still carried weight.
More are coming.
The Broken Chalice. The squad moved slowly through the silent ship, their armor sealed against the vacuum and the slow return of their rebreathers audible in their helms. Brother Sergeant Khotan had been dispatched when Adeptus Mechanicus Exploratores had found the stricken vessel drifting amidst a debris field of other broken starships. A degrading gravity well, exerted by one of the moons on the fringe, too weak to draw the ships down but strong enough to hold them in state for a while, had captured it, and upon discovering the vessel's provenance, the Magos, in charge of the mission, had immediately sent a message to Prometheus. Khotan and his brothers had arrived a few weeks later, translating out of the warp at the nearest Mandeville point and reaching the debris field a few days after that.
"Evidence of prior incursion,"
Voska's voice hissed with static as it came across the feed. A beacon signature, faint but readable, was emanating from somewhere deep within the ship.
"I have desiccated corpses here,"
answered Khotan as he entered a barrack hall, the tread of his Terminator armor strangely light in the zero-gravity conditions as he briefly released the maglock securing him to the deck.
"Origin? Xenos. Eldar and Greenskin. Gene Stealer?
Negative.
Be wary, brother. This is their habitat."
Khotan sent an affirmative and moved on. He passed through another corridor, partly laid open to the void. Parts of the ship were in dire need of repair, but the superstructure was intact. All its systems were dead, and looked to have failed several years ago, but any accurate reading on that was impossible. One of his squad from further back in the ship requested an interrogative. As he passed through the corridor and into a relic hall, Khotan panned his stormbolter across the darkness and blink-clicked an affirmative.
"Metallurgy samples secured, Brother Sergeant."
Khotan paused in front of a great glyph of a drake that was staring down at him from the end of a vast hall. He knew the ship was old, but Ubon would know more.
"Your findings, Tekmarine."
Cursory analysis puts the ship at over 10,000 years old,
Ubon replied. Khotan's breath caught for a moment, and he dared to hope. It was ornate, and unlike any vessel he had ever seen, and not on account of its age. Something up ahead got his attention. Another door, immense and inscribed with the same Drake sigil. It towered above Khotan, and he was still 50 feet away from it. They were deep in the bowels of the vessel now, near the extinct forges, revealed in the initial scan before incursion. A figure stood before the door. As he drew closer, almost hypnotized by each fresh discovery, Khotan saw the door had been breached.
Squad Khotan, converge on Vanguard.
More corpses littered the hall, a great many congregating outside the door in spite of the zero gravity. They floated in a strange swarm, a host of alien dead. But it wasn't this which had drawn Khotan's eye. Through the frozen bodies, their armor and void suits torn open and gouged, he saw Fireborn. Their armor was old, far older than any he'd ever seen. Even the captain's artificer armor only dated back to the Arising. These suits were archaic. They would need to reach the bridge and access the data log to be certain. But as he gazed upon his long-dead brothers from another era, frozen solid in their armor, their defense having failed only when they had, he began to believe. Khotan opened up the vox again.
Lord Vulcan, he intoned. Speak.
Dersan's icon put him in close proximity to the bridge.
I have found them, Forgefather.
Hold position, I am coming to you.
The second vault?
Empty.
This is the ship, Vulcan Dearson, said Khotan. It must be.
Yes, said the Forgefather. The Chalice of Fire and I of Vulcan are here. We have but 7 more to fight.
That was Sons of the Forge by Nick Kine. Read by Jonathan Keeble. This recording is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2016.